This goes to John. It's J-O-N Daniels, D-A-N-I-E-L-S-P-A-C, fax 989-828-6835. Regarding Dawn, D-A-W-N Piles, P-Y-L-E-S, date of birth 3/29/1955. Dear Mr. Daniels, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Piles with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, and mild hyperkalemia. Also, she has T-cell lymphoma and elevated ferritin levels. Her last visit was October 21st, 2024. She's now taking the iron-reducing medication. It's D like David, E, F like Frank, E-R, E, P like Paul, R-O-N-E, 500 milligrams. She takes 14 of those a day. And she's tolerating the dose without side effects, and so far the ferritin levels are starting to come down. And she's lost 4 pounds over the last 6 months. No current chest pain or palpitations. She does have chronic severe anemia, and she's treated with blood transfusions when she gets down to about 6.3 or less by her hematologist. She does have cold intolerance and severe fatigue due to her chronic anemia. Currently, she denies nausea or vomiting, no dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. No edema or claudication symptoms, and urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. And medications, I want to highlight the amlodipine with valsartan, 5/320 once daily, Novalin N, like November insulin, 10 units twice a day, Lipitor, 80 milligram daily, Zetia, 10 milligram daily, and sodium bicarbonate, 650 milligram twice a day. And the new iron-reducing medication, as well as calcium with vitamin D daily. Physical exam, weight 151 pounds, pulse 79, oxygen saturation 95% on room air, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff 140/74. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft and non-tender, and she has 1 to 2+ edema of the lower extremities. Labs, most recent lab studies were done 3/21/25. Creatinine is higher than previous levels, 2.32, with estimated GFR of 22, although her creatinine levels do fluctuate. And the highest level I see was back in 2017 when it was 2.53. But she does fluctuate and generally comes back down into the 1.7, 1.6 range. And calcium 9.5, albumin 3.9, phosphorus 4.4, sodium 136, potassium is 5.5, previous level was 5.2. Carbon dioxide, 16, previous level, 20. Intact parathyroid hormone, 143.8. Random glucose is 100. Hemoglobin was 7. Normal white count and platelets were 68,000. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 4, chronic kidney disease with increased creatinine level this month. We will continue to do monthly labs, and hopefully that will taper back down again as it usually does. If not, we'll be contacting her and discussing it further. 2, hypertension, currently at goal. 3, hyperkalemia, and the patient understands and will follow a strict low-potassium diet. And 4, diabetic nephropathy with stable glucose levels. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 5 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.